We discussed how you look into a shidduch, and now comes the time for the first phone call. So the first phone call, first of all, set up the scene right. Don't do it when your roommate is listening, your mother's listening in, your friend's listening in, you're on the public payphone, you're on the subway ride, you're going to lose reception, you're outside way and there's traffic. Set it up intelligently. Yeah. I called someone last night and I asked myself, you know, every time I call this person and every time he calls me, within 30 seconds he puts me on hold. I've yet to have a conversation with him where 30 seconds into the conversation, he didn't put me on hold. And I decided last night, you know what? We've known one another for a good number of decades now. I've had it. If he wants, he asked me, he sent me an email, please call me. So I said, fine, I'm calling him. If he puts me on hold, I'm hanging up. He'll want to call me back. He'll call back. He'll want to put me on hold again. I'll hang up again. Why do I have to stand there holding the phone waiting for him? That's exactly what I did. Sure enough, I call him up. I say, is it a convenient time? Yes, he asked me to call. What's it about? We start talking 30 seconds into the conversation. Just 1 second, it's a really important call. Puts me on hold. I hung up. Fine. Why am I telling you this? Because I think that sometimes we give a message to someone, whether we like it or not. You tell the person, sorry, other things are more important than you. No problem. He asked me to call him. I didn't ask to call him. He sent me the email last night asking to call. Fine, I called. But if other things are more important, go deal with them. When you have time for me, give me a call. Why should I sit on hold? Sometimes in the very first phone conversation with a girl, you're giving her that feeling. There are a million things more important than you. You call and then you're going to put her on hold. That's not nice. You call and then you're going to make your order as she's waiting on the phone. You're going to board the bus. Just 1 second, I just have to board the bus. Then why'd you call her when you have to board a bus? I'm sorry, I can't hear you clearly. There's a lot of noise here. So why'd you call? Go find a quiet, secluded place and make your phone call and talk like a normal human being. Give her that amount of decency. Now, when you make your first phone call, ask her if it's a convenient time. Could be she's on a ride and her mother's there. Her friend is there. Her sister's there. It could be it's a very inconvenient time. She's about to be grilled by her boss and you called. So ask her, is it a convenient time to talk or would you rather I call a different time? I usually ask the shadchan in advance. What time is good for her? What time would she like me to call? Generally, if I was given two numbers, a home number or a cell number, I preferred the home number. And I preferred if the first time I called she wasn't in. Because I got to hear a little bit of who her mother is and who the family is. You call and you end up getting a picture. I called the girl once and her father answers the phone and he says, you know, she's not in right now, but maybe we could have a talk. I said, sure. He wants to talk. I want to talk. I want to know who he is. And we talk for a good 15 minutes and he says, boy, I'm so happy you're dating my daughter. That's nice. I wasn't happy to be dating his daughter. Then the conversation, he was interested. I wasn't. But I didn't know how to get out of it at that point. So fortunately for me, and I was a little nervous because it was far out north. It was like to lose a half a day at least just to go on this date where I wasn't too keen on what I heard from him. But okay, I agreed to the first date. So 3 hours later, he tells me to call back 3 hours later. His daughter's going to be home. I call and the girl comes to the phone. And fortunately for me, she was as open and outgoing as her father. She says, you know, why should we both take so much time out for a date? Why don't we have a mini date on the phone now for 15 minutes? I said, great idea. You know, this is a gift from heaven. We talk 5 minutes and she says, you know, I really don't think we match. And I said, you know, I'm so happy we came to that conclusion in this phone conversation. We both saved a lot of time and I wish you a lot of luck. And with that, it ended. But guys, it doesn't usually end that way. You don't get off so lucky. I had so many girls where I had to schlep out there and I knew it was hopeless. But okay, this one, it worked out well. So if you're given two numbers, I personally prefer calling the home number and then and not the cell. She gave you two numbers, so it's legitimate. You get to hear what's going on. You get to talk to the parents. You get a bit of a broader picture of who the person is. Yeah, Yaakov.
Generation's a little different that we don't expect you calling and her parents getting home. Is it proper, and I've gotten different feedback, to set up the first call via SMS saying, you know, you've been put together, when would be a convenient time for you to speak? so that you're not catching them at a bad time, so they have preparation time?
I don't know.
Okay.
And that's why I feel that if you call and ask them if it's a convenient time, if you're telling me, you know, you're saying some people say it's improper. I don't know. I think it depends on the person. So if some people would view it inappropriate, I have people who tell me they never read their SMSs. So if there are people who feel it's inappropriate, so then to be on the safe side, I would call and ask. I don't know. More than that, I don't know. I think that in 10 years, there won't be anyone who it's inappropriate with anymore. Saying it's in 10 years, it's going to be accepted. Just like email.
5 times and 4 times that is really appreciated simply because it gives them, they're not in the middle of something. And
right.
Even if it's to set up a convenient time, you can catch them when it's a really inconvenient time.
100%, yeah. But I think if you do that courtesy and you ask when would be a good time to call, I don't think you can go wrong. I think that for most people who are comfortable with today's technology, sending an SMS in advance asking when would be a good time is good. You just have to remember that some people are going to have kosher phones and then they're never going to get your SMS. And you don't know that. Or people like me who have a phone that about 80% of the SMSs come through on, but that's a big chunk, 20%. I haven't yet figured out what the problem is, but I'm saying so. It's not like foolproof, but yeah.
So I'm confused. She's expecting you to call. She knows, or it's just okay. You know, you did this whole investigation on her. You spoke with her friends, maybe, or her teachers, and figured out what background she's from. How does she expect you to call and listen?
Right. Thank you. I skipped a step. Thank you very much. After you've done your investigation, you call the shadchan and you tell them, thank you very much for taking the time to give me all this information, and everything I heard sounds great. And if you have some questions, you could ask the shadchan, and you tell them you're interested. My policy always is to offer the guy before I offer the girl. Meaning I'll ask you if you're interested, and if you tell me you're interested, then I'll call the girl and ask her if she wants to look into you and if she'd be interested in dating you. And the reason is that men are by nature more polygamous and women are by nature more monogamous. A woman's nature is to connect with one man. It's very unnatural for a girl to be dating this guy and then after 30 dates he says, "Nah, I don't think you're right." And then she has to start from scratch with the next guy, and then he does that to her. And women really get scarred from this whole dating process. And so I try to save them that. Meaning for many girls, it's not fun to go on these dates and meet another guy, and some of the guys are rude and nasty. And I once dated a girl at the peak of winter, and she'd show up to every date 20 minutes late. And I didn't mind. I had a safer with me. But, you know, I didn't say anything because she was a very, very nice girl. So on the third or fourth date, she said, "Are you always here on time?" I said, I might be a minute or two late, but I try to be here on the time we made up. So she said, "Then I'm really sorry I've been standing you up every date for 20 minutes, but I do it on purpose." I said, "Really? What's the purpose?" She said, "Well, I've been dating for a number of years now." She wasn't a young girl. She said, "I've been dating for a number of years now, and most guys show up late. And I've had so many times that I stand in the cold for a half hour, 40 minutes, that I decided I'm never showing up on time again. If I show up 20 minutes late, maximum I'll wait 20 minutes. But I'm not going to wait those 40 minutes out in the rain and the cold. It's just I'm not going to do it anymore. So most guys don't show up on time. So it just doesn't pay for me to show up on time." What a terrible thing to hear. I felt so bad for her. You know, guys stand there up and she's standing there in the cold waiting. Girls really get hurt by this continuous dating. For guys, it could be an adventure, you know. Guys, this one's interesting and that one less interesting. Whatever, it's easier on the guy than it is on the girl. And that's why I don't even like offering a girl a shidduch until the guy already told me he's interested. Once he says he's interested, I call up the girl and I ask her if she's interested. Now, not every shadchan works that way, but I try to work that way. So you'll call the shadchan and you'll tell him you're interested. And either the shadchan will tell you, okay, I'll call the girl and I'll tell her about you. Give me 2 or 3 days to get back to you. Or the shadchan will say, I already spoke to the girl and she's interested. Meaning some shadchanim will speak to both parties at the same time. Whatever, to each his own. After the shadchan calls you back and says, yes, the girl is available and this is her number, you're free to call her, so then you could call her. I recommend asking the shadchan to verify with the girl what times are convenient for her. Even after you've done that, I recommend asking the girl when you call, is, have I caught you at a convenient time? Is it convenient for us to talk right now? What happens if you call the shadchan and say, yes, I'm interested, and they don't call you back? 2 days pass, 4 days pass, and they don't call you back. So call them. After 4 or 5 days, I think it's legitimate. What happens if they say, ooh, I'm really sorry, I forgot to call the girl? Nothing you can do about it, but be polite. And then I would call 2 days later. You waited 4 or 5 days. So don't wait and maybe they'll forget a second time. Been there. It's happened to me where the shadchan forgot a second time. You don't want to lose so many days. They forgot to call the girl. You said yes, and they forgot. So what happens if the shadchan tells you, well, the girl is looking into it and she doesn't have an answer yet? So it's legitimate. A girl can take 5 days. I don't think it's right if she takes more than 3 days. Up to 5, I think, is fair. More than that, I think, is unfair. In my mind, if she took more than 5 days, then she's starting a -1. Her midos are off. Something here is wrong. Why did it take so long? She's not so interested. She doesn't care about my time. So in my mind, we started at -1. I had a girl who took 2 weeks to tell me no. And in my mind, I said, I am never dating that girl. I don't mind that she said no. If a girl tells me no, fine. But what'd she waste 2 weeks of my time for? I had other offers and I couldn't move forward because I already told her yes. I had another girl recently who I tried to set up and she wouldn't give me an answer. The guy tells me yes and she's not getting back to me. So after 3 days, I call her up and I say, what's going on? Could you give me an answer? She said, no, I don't know yet. I said, what's taking so long? The guy's waiting. She says, well, I don't know how to look into guys, so I asked my teacher to look into the guy. And my teacher didn't get back to me yet. I said, fine, you want to call your teacher and tell her that I think it's unfair and that I'm giving you another 3 days, and if you don't give me an answer, I'm calling the guy and telling him to continue dating someone else. I'm not going to ask him to wait more than that. So she said, well, I'll call my teacher. 3 days later, she doesn't call me. So I decided, she's a girl, she doesn't have her parents here. Maybe, you know, it's the teacher's fault. I call her up. Even though, in all honesty, out of decency, she should have called me. I shouldn't, even if she doesn't have an answer, she should call. But fine, I call. She doesn't answer. Okay? So I do star 43. I know how to hide my phone number. I wait 10 minutes. I do star 43. I call. And lo and behold, she answers the phone. Okay. I say, hi, you know, you were supposed to give me an answer yesterday. She says, yeah, I know, but my teacher says you're wrong. I said, what am I wrong about? She says, well, my teacher says that it's legitimate to take 2 weeks to answer a guy. And so she's taking her time. I said, that's fine. But tell your teacher that I'm not. That if you're interested at the end of the 2 weeks, then I'll call back the guy and see if he's available. But I'm calling him today and telling him to continue dating. Because you want to take your time, that's fine. But not at the guy's expense. So tell me you're not ready to go out with him. And if you'll be ready in a week's time, get back to me and we'll see where to go from there. Now, what do I tell the guy? I told the guy, I don't know. I don't know if she's weird or her teacher's weird. But she feels her teacher told her that 2 weeks is legitimate. Okay, don't wait. Keep going. But not every shadchan would do that. I'm saying, I went out on a limb here. I lost a girl. Okay, it's not my business. I don't care. You know, what can I do? The problem is that her father and I we have a relationship. So like I'm supposed to be on her side in all this game. But what can I do? She's wrong. I can't help her. You know. So she didn't call me back at the end of 2 weeks. 2 months later, she calls me back. She's interested. Okay. But I can't recommend this guy go out with her. I don't know if she's weird or the teacher's weird. I don't know. 2 weeks is unfair. But I told the guy a week later, she didn't have to call me back at the end of 2 weeks because I told the guy already then. I called him, I hung up the phone with her. I called up the guy and I said, look, This is what her teacher's telling her. I don't think it's legitimate, but I'm not sure there's something wrong with the girl. Could be her teacher that has a different perspective. Maybe I'm wrong and she's right. I don't know, but I wouldn't wait. If you have other offers, go for them. So my feeling is that it's wrong if a girl takes more than 3 days, but up to 5 days, I would wait. Beyond 5 days, you could call up the shadchan and say, look, I was in a class all about dating, and this guy's been teaching for over a decade, and they taught us that you're not supposed to wait more than 5 days. So the only thing is, don't burn your bridges. Meaning you don't want to sound obnoxious to the shadchan. So do it gently. Like, ask the shadchan, do you know if you have an answer yet? Do you know what's keeping her? Do you know what's taking so long? If she takes a week or 10 days, I think you should still go out with her. She's at -1, but you should still go out with her. Meaning, you can't ruin your reputation. The shadchan, if the shadchan doesn't feel there's something wrong with her behavior, so okay, you got to swallow it and move with it. In malasot. And there are some girls that aren't taught. Just like a guy could make this mistake, a girl could make that mistake. That's why I say, don't nix it on such a thing. You're starting with -1. Okay, -1 doesn't mean you can't marry the girl then. Could be you'll get to know her better and you'll realize she just didn't know that that she should give an answer more quickly. So, you know, you gotta give her the benefit of the doubt and see how to work with it. Yeah?
What's being researched here?
Sorry, we covered that. We had a whole class on that. Okay, so you're calling up the first phone call. What do you have to discuss in the first phone call? You can talk about the person who set you up. How do you know him? How do I know him? Usually the first phone call doesn't have to take too long. Basically, it's just an icebreaker. Hi, my name is, and you are, and you're studying, and I'm studying, and whatever. What am I doing? What are you doing? The conversation doesn't have to take longer than 2 minutes. Basically, it's just to say something, and then to set up a place where you're going to have your first date. The first date is the tricky one, because you don't know one another, so you don't know who you're looking for. But today, in the modern day of cell phones, so it's a relatively easy thing. My date was more complicated. If you don't have cell phones, borrow one, because today everyone has a cell phone. So get one. Shut the cell phone on the date. It's not nice to answer a cell phone in the middle of a date. The cell phone shouldn't be on. If you have antsy parents, that if your cell phone's off or off 2 minutes, they go out of their mind. So then you got to figure something out. Leave your cell phone with a friend or something. Have them answer it and say, he's at a meeting. You shouldn't be on a date with the cell phone. You're with her, and you should be with her and focused on your conversation. So basically, what you have to set up is a place where you will meet. The criterion for a place you will meet are, you need to be able to talk to one another, focusing on the conversation. I don't think you should go to watch a movie. There shouldn't be a problem of yichud, meaning it shouldn't be a place, don't invite her to your apartment, don't go to her apartment, not supposed to be all alone. I don't care if she invites you to the most gourmet supper in the world. You're not supposed to be alone where improper things can happen. I recommend it be a place where you can buy a drink, where you're not forced to walk all the time, where you could sit down comfortably. I recommend it be a place where there aren't dogs around. You go to gun soccer, so very often you'll have dogs barking at you. It's not so nice on a date. All kinds of funny things can happen when a girl starts panicking from a dog. It's not recommended. Don't go to a place where bad things happen at night. There was a time when certain parks in Jerusalem had druggies at night. So that's not a place you should be at night. I recommend going to a place where you have facilities. If someone needs to use the restroom, you want to have a place to go. You go to Gan Zaker, there are certain hours when it's open, certain hours when it's closed. You go for a walk in Beit HaKerem, you have no facilities around. So it's a nice walk, but you got nowhere to go. So I like having a place nearby. I recommend going to a place where there's something to look at, something to see, where you can walk. If you go to a hotel lobby, if you take her out to a coffee shop, it's much harder to have a conversation. And then every minute of silence is felt. When you're walking, so then if it's quiet, so you're just strolling, and it's less awkward when there are silent gaps. But if you're sitting facing one another, so you end up having moments like this. Right? This little chuckle is a laugh, but it's very uncomfortable for everyone. So don't get pressured because it's quiet. And don't say stupid things because it's quiet. There's nothing wrong with quiet. Two people can't just keep talking. It's normal. She might still be your wife, and then you'll wish you could have quiet. Now, at any rate, there's... there's nothing wrong with having moments of quiet on a date. It's normal. There's two people, even best friends, can have moments of silence. And then after a few minutes, the conversation just picks up naturally, or it doesn't, whatever, you'll see. So you're trying to set up a place for a date, and we gave a bunch of criterium. You want to think about not dating too close to her house or your house. It's not right to pick up the girl on the corner here. All the guys don't have to see you going on the date. And all those guys that are going to make all kinds of noises and comments, she doesn't have to put up with it, you don't have to put up with it. You want to pick up a date, make it a little bit further away. And she will usually be uncomfortable dating near her home. She doesn't want all her students seeing her at the park on the date. It's not convenient for her either. The first date should also be in her home territory. If she lives out in the Golan, so you have to offer to go up to the Golan. You do not have to rent a car. It's legitimate if you come by bus and you go for a walk, at least in the Dati Lumi crowd. If you have to, it's legitimate if you have to take a taxi. But you don't have to. Usually you can walk around somewhere in her neighborhood and she can meet you somewhere there. But you should go towards her, at least for the first date. Later on, we'll discuss how you divide up the other dates. Yeah?
What would be the difference in legitimacy of how you get there, car, bus? I don't understand what you're talking about.
In certain crowds, it's expected that you show up with a car to take her out. If you're in the United States, so if you're in Manhattan, so it's understandable that you don't have a car. But if you live outside the city, so most people show up with a car. It's pretty much the norm that you show up with a car to take out a girl in today's day and age. I'm saying here in Israel, in many crowds, that's not the case. In many crowds, like the regular Dati Lumi crowd, it's acceptable that you guys meet somewhere and you go for a walk. Here in Israel, you're not expected to meet her parents on the first date. In the United States, in many crowds, you are. In many crowds in the United States, the expectation is that you pick up the girl from her father's house and the parents will talk to you for a few minutes before the girl comes down. Okay, you know, different norms for different circles. But in the Dati Lumi crowd here in Israel, so ordinarily, the guy and the girl meet somewhere and they go for a walk and they talk. You might go to a museum, but a museum can be a real bomb. I took a fantastic girl once. Everything was great till we walked into the Einstein Museum. There was a free showing of Einstein at the Israeli Museum. And we start looking at it and I see her looking out the window. And we go to the next exhibit, and she's looking at the tiles. And everything's more interesting than the exhibits. After three exhibits, I walked out. I said, okay, I see. Suddenly, we sat there and looked at the flowers. You know, fine. But I didn't mix it over that, you know. So, in this, we don't have shared interest. You know, I'm interested in reading all about Einstein, and she isn't. Fine. You know, so I'll read the books on Einstein, and she'll read the books on flowers. We can live like that. That's not, nothing happens. I'm saying we spent the date sitting outside looking at the flowers outside the museum. We still had a great date. Yeah. Okay.